Jo Lynn in Bay Oaks, she writes, about 3 weeks ago, my bedroom, closet, and bathroom began smelling like maple syrup. We've looked in the attic, checked for bees, but there's nothing. We're at a loss to know where it began, and the smell seems to be getting stronger.
I mean, they could have bees in the wall. It could be honey. Who knows? But I would make sure that IHOP didn't open up down the street first. And I would make sure she doesn't have a secret pancake eater in the house that is hiding.
Oh, that could be it.
With the syrup. But I don't know. But it could be bees in the wall. You look in the attic, that doesn't mean they're not in the wall.
It's
and
true.
Usually, they do get in the wall, and you don't know it. You'll just see one or two little bees hanging around. There's 40,000 of them making honey inside your wall. And you
think you'd hear that.
Well, they leave in, not necessarily. They leave in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They come back and sleep at night,
okay.
All the worker guys. How they make the honey, I don't really know, but we eat it, so must be
and it's
okay.
Good for you. So.
They say so.
Especially local honey. There's a difference between local honey
oh,
and...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway. But as far as that goes, I'd investigate the walls. I don't know why something would smell like maple syrup in a house that is constructed like it is. So
well, it's the
those
bedroom,
smell questions are tough.
Yeah, the bedroom, the closet, and the bathroom. So it's something in that area. So,
right.
So
but she said she checked the attic for bees.
Who would you call for something like that?
There wouldn't
that?
Be. I don't know. See, people have asked me that. Charlie, that's the toughest question we get. I have
why
this smell
started.
In my house.
See, my dad taught me, do the toughest thing first.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And so I don't know if there's a smell detector company.
There is, yes. Smellco.
Smellco.
A division of Acme.
It's a matter of just trying to run down the smell. Who knows what it is? It could be something very odd.
What about calling like a bee person to come out and determine if there's a possibility they may be able to see where they're coming and going?
But
might be an idea.
I would do a little more investigation in the wall themselves mm-hmm. first, because just going in the attic, you're not going to see bees in the attic. They get into those wall cavities.
Maybe look for an apron. Because it could be Aunt Jemima hiding somewhere in the house.
Okay. Mrs. Butterworth has moved in.
There you go. Or one or the other. It depends on your neighbor.
Those
All right.
questions are tough, and I don't know.
Okay. Jolynn, we're sorry we couldn't be of more
help
to you.
At least it's a pleasant smell.